Welcome to the first episode of the Product Powerhouse podcast in 2024. I am so excited to be recording this episode for you. I will be completely honest and tell you that I have been putting it off for months. I did not intend to take such a long break. So if this is your first episode listening, I apologize because this probably won't be the most educational post for like running your product-based business. But I do think that what I'm going to talk about today is really important for all business owners to hear, to recognize in themselves. And, you know, there's lessons to be learned in everything. So if you are new to this podcast, hello, I'm Erin Alexander. I am the host of the Product Powerhouse podcast. I have a business called Product Powerhouse, where I teach small business owners how to leverage the power of Shopify to grow their product-based business. I believe that you can build a powerful product business. You can be a powerhouse. Women are so underestimated, and you have the power to do whatever it is that you want. And that's why I have this podcast, to really be an educational resource, but also an inspirational, motivational resource for you as a woman, as a mother, as a small business owner. I know you can do it, and I'm like your biggest cheerleader. So in this episode, I'm going to take you behind the scenes at where I have been the last 6 months, going on seven. In September of last year, 2023, I was working with a coach of sorts in a mastermind to grow my digital product sales. Like, I really love educating and teaching people how to use Shopify. I love empowering people and like showing them what's possible. And I really want to grow that side of my business. That's where my passion is. I do love working with clients one-on-one, but there is a limit to how many clients I can work with one-on-one. So I really wanted to grow the educational side of my business. And she suggested, but it was my decision, to pause the podcast to really focus on creating new content to help shop owners. So this is when I put out resources like the SEO Supercharge and the Traffic Turbocharge workshops that I did last fall. And they were awesome and they were wonderful. But in the process of that, I decided to pause creating new podcast episodes. So that meant I ended up canceling all the interviews I had scheduled or asking them to reschedule until a later date. I didn't record any new episodes. I didn't do anything with the podcast. And I'm realizing now that this was a huge mistake, such a big mistake. And I almost feel like I have to back it up even more. Last year in February, I ended my lease with the office space that I was renting with my friend. And like, we both decided it was a good time to switch back to working from home. But for me, that meant working in my dining room, which working in my dining room didn't really bother me. It was having to work with my husband at home. I love him, but he likes to live in a cave and I am a sunflower. Like, I cannot function if there is not like a direct beam of sunlight on me. He is noisy and it is very difficult to record when you've got someone in the back like burping and blowing their nose and just being like so loud. And then it was summer. The kids were home and I was like trying to figure out times when I could have them out of the house so I could schedule podcast episodes. And it was just really stressful. And so when it was suggested that I take a break from the podcast, I'm like, yes, this is really going to help me. Because it felt so stressful to do the podcast episodes. Now I realize that doing the podcast episodes and chatting with other small business owners, like whether you're a store owner or I'm working with someone who helps store owners like I do, or just someone who is also an online business owner, really helps keep my fire going. So for months, I have been saying, I have no mojo, I have no spark, I have no passion left for my business, like just absolutely none. I have no energy to work on my business. I love my clients, I love what I do, but I just don't have the energy. And I was thinking maybe this is from seasonal depression. It was winter, it was really gloomy. My doctor did recommend I get a full spectrum light bulb, and you can get these just like at your regular store. I picked it up at Walmart, but the full spectrum light bulb is incredible. You just put it in your regular lamp and it gives you all the light rays, like a happy lamp, but it's just a regular light bulb that you can use. So I got one of those, and I'm thinking the reason I don't have any energy is my mental health or my depression. But really, I have been in a really good place with my mental health. I've been doing therapy. I take medication. Like, this has been something that I'm well aware of. So now we fast forward to this year, and I finally rip the Band-Aid off and I decide to start scheduling podcast episodes again. And the first couple just kept getting rescheduled and canceled. And I was like, no, I need to have a podcast episode. So I finally had one just last week, actually, with an interview with someone. And I think I ended up having two that day. And oh my gosh, did I feel the fire just like flame. What did they call that? Like, it fed the fire. There was like a tiny little spark in me that was just barely kicking, but doing that little bit just fueled the fire. And in that process, I've been talking to a friend who knows about human design, and I know nothing about human design, so don't come at me. I'm just learning about it. But she said, and I looked this up, so I am a generator and I need things to respond to. And did that not define me to a T? Like, having someone to talk to and to give a little bit of energy to me so that I could feed off of that, and realizing this actually changed the game for me. It made me realize that the passion isn't gone, the energy isn't gone, the spark isn't gone. It was just not being cared for. Now I'm a few weeks into this where I've been doing podcast episodes, I've been making reels, I've been showing up on stories, I've been putting out newsletters that people are actually replying to, and I can feel that energy coming back to me. And I am excited for my business. There's so many things I can teach you about using Shopify that will just help you grow your business. They'll help you better use the tool that you've been paying for to run your business. Imagine if you could do more things with Shopify. It's so powerful. And so I'm really excited about this kind of shift and that realization that I need that like back and forth with someone to have this energy. And maybe part of it is closing the office and not working with my friend anymore. Like, we do try to get together once every couple of weeks to co-work, but it's just not the same as working together every single day in the office. So while it was good in the long term, it's definitely a shift in the energy that I have in getting work done. But I feel like I'm back. So if you've been wondering where I am, and I know some of you have because I get your messages and I reply, but everyone says, I miss your podcast episodes. I hope you're doing okay. I haven't seen you on Instagram a lot. Really, it's just because when I get overwhelmed, I hide, and hiding means I lose my energy. And it's just like a cycle that I'm feeding. So I'm working very hard to show up to feed off the energy of you in the most loving way. Like, not an energy sucker, but like seeing your energy, seeing your excitement, having conversations with those of you who listen to this podcast and like the guest experts, that helps to feed my fire. If you've been wondering what the heck has been going on, that's what's been going. So with that, I have just a few more things I want to touch on in this episode, give you a little bit more behind the scenes. What else has been happening? I obviously haven't just been laying in bed, but I also haven't been doing a lot. I've been working on the client projects, of course. So I've launched two websites this year. One of them we just launched actually today before I recorded this episode. That's very exciting. Those were complete rebuilds, where one was like installing a brand new theme and one was like starting from scratch. That was really fun. And those clients used my Shopify style and setup offer, where we like really build you a Shopify foundation to build on. You get a killer homepage, strategic homepage with all the right things that help build trust and create loyalty within your customers. And then I go through and I style your whole theme and you get all the things. And then I've also done a few VIP days, which really focused on doing more VIP days this year. Those short-term projects are really good for me with ADHD. But I also think they're just so impactful. Not everyone needs a full site build. Like sometimes you just need your homepage reworked, or you need to create a new landing page, or you need to reorganize your collections, or maybe you need to fix some of the things that you put together quickly and now they're not quite the way you want them, or they're not quite right as far as like accessibility and things like that. Doing these VIP days where you've got like my whole attention for the whole day has been really beneficial and really exciting. I really enjoy doing those. So I've done a few VIP days. I have a few scheduled. I have openings for VIP days if you are interested in that. And the other thing I'm really working on is making sure all the programs and things I have already are updated with the latest information for 2024. All of the videos and everything are accessible. I've been making sure that every video has captions and a transcript and even chapters if I can. So to really just make everything I've got really accessible for anyone listening and watching and them. And you're hearing it here first. I haven't really announced this publicly yet. Maybe a little bit, like a behind the scenes on Instagram. But I'm also deep, like up to my knees in planning the third annual Product Powerhouse Summit. So if you're listening to this and you're already on my email list, you don't have to do anything. If you're not on my email list and you want to know about the summit, go to productpowerhousesummit.com, get on the wait list. It's happening May 1st through 3rd. It's going to be 3 days, 15 speakers, all about running a product-based business. And we're really focused on beginners this year. So I poured through the feedback from the last two summits and everyone said, this stuff was great, but I need some foundational things. And so I decided to really lean into the beginner level this year. So if you're more advanced, like you've been doing this a little bit longer, I still think that there are incredible sessions that are going to blow your mind. But there's also some things that you should really focus on as you're like jumping out of the gate, or however they say, that are going to help you create a really strong foundation for growing your business, building a business, and creating consistency from the very beginning. And absolutely, there are things that you could implement now. Even if you've been doing this 10 years, you could implement some of these things. There are things that I'm still implementing that I'm putting in this summit that I think beginners should do that I don't even have. So I'm really excited to have the next summit coming up really soon. So again, if you want to make sure you're on the wait list, go to productpowerhousesummit.com. Of course, I have that link in the show notes. And it is going to be absolutely fantastic. I cannot wait for you to meet all these speakers and hear from them. I think so far, there's maybe only one repeat speaker, but she's bringing a completely new topic. So that's really exciting. Maybe two. I don't know. I try really hard to find brand new topics and new speakers, because there are so many incredible business owners out there. And I think that we learn so much from all these different perspectives. I don't want it to ever be boring and repetitive. If you've been to the last two summits, I want you to feel like, oh my gosh, there's so much to learn from the next summit that you want to sign up. So that's always my goal, is to make this really exciting and fresh every time I plan the summit. If you're listening to this and you're like, man, Erin, I really wish you would do this at the summit, feel free to send me a DM on Instagram. I'm really active in Instagram. I'm loving chatting with you. Like, you're giving me that energy that I'm craving, right? So I'm really excited about that. The other thing I've been having a lot of fun with is Threads. And I've been meeting a lot of new entrepreneurs, or like new business owners, on Threads. If you haven't experienced or experimented with Threads, I'm going to encourage you to. I don't have an amazing mind-blowing strategy. I just enjoy having conversations with people, include adding my two cents to things that I feel like my two cents adds value. I'm having a lot of fun with it. I love it. It's very enjoyable. It's like low pressure. That's something I've been doing behind the scenes. The other things that I have coming up this year that I'm really excited about are a couple of business trips. I'm going to be going to the Ultimate Product Party again in May. It's called UPP. It's actually right after my summit. So that's going to be a little bit of a whirlwind, but that'll be really fun. I know some of you listening are going to be there and I cannot wait to meet you. If you're going to be there, they still have tickets. So if you're, you know, interested in meeting up with other product-based business owners, going to an event for product-based business owners, because it's hard to find information specifically for selling your products, definitely check out the Ultimate Product Party. I will put the link in the show notes. It's in California this year, and I love California. I'm a Washington girl, and I know we're like supposed to be like, we don't love California, but I do. It is gorgeous. It is so fun. So I'm excited. And it'll be in, I think it's like in the Orange County, LA area, which I've never been to that part of California. So I'm super excited for that. And then I'm also going to Vegas for a conference with Simone Soul. I'm going to be real with you. I don't remember a lot of the details of the conference, but my best friend asked me to go with her. And I was like, yes. And then I told my husband, hey, Shayna and I are going to go on a business trip on July 16th and 17th. And he was like, okay. And then I was like, and it's in Vegas. He knows that there's like nothing wild going on because I'm allergic to alcohol. So I can't drink. I don't like gambling because I would rather make confetti with my dollar bills. And yeah, that's the only like wild things people do. I'm already married. I can't go and get married again. It was a funny joke. I've never been to Vegas officially. I feel like I've never experienced the Vegas style things. We did go to Vegas 2 years ago when my family, the four of us, we did a road trip to Texas and we stopped in Las Vegas. We stayed the night. It was super hot. I remember that. We were next door to a strip mall. No, it was an indoor mall. So we went to that. And I remember it being so packed and wanting to melt as soon as you stepped outside. And our hotel was only like a block away. And we were like, why didn't we drive? It's so hot out here. And the other thing we did is we drove by the raceway for my husband to take pictures in front of the raceway because he's like he likes race cars. I don't know much about it. So I really haven't experienced the strip or I've never gone to a casino. I've never done any of that. So I think it'll be really fun. And I got to start looking for who has a Vegas residency in July, because that is where I want to be. I want to see some concerts, right? Anyways, getting off a little tangent there. Okay, what else is there to be excited about? I don't know. I think I'm just really excited about putting out new workshops and like creating new things to help people with Shopify, especially because Shopify has changed a lot. Like they've added new features, it's growing, it's expanding, and there's just so much you can do with it. That was like a real 180. I went from talking about Vegas to jumping right back into Shopify. Anyways, I am going to finish this off by saying, I'm so grateful you're here, especially if you listen to this rambly episode. The rest of them will be more structured, but I needed to have this episode in order to get into those structured episodes, as I felt very vulnerable about just coming back on with, okay, now here's how you do this. Which probably would have been fine, but I know so many of you have been listening to this for a long time and you get invested. I feel the same way. Like people have been sending me DMs and saying like, why aren't you podcasting? Where are you? Is everything okay? Like always very kind and asking me if there's going to be more because they love this content. So I felt like I owed a little bit of a, this is what's been going on. This is where I've been. This is what I've been doing. And now let's get back into the regular content. So with that, I have some incredible guests lined up already. I have recorded episodes already with small business coaches, people who help small business owners, other small business owners just talking about their success and what has worked for them, what hasn't, what advice they would give to you. I have some really actionable or like education-oriented episodes for you. I think the next like solo episode you'll get from me is all about the apps I'm loving in 2024. So there's just a lot of good stuff coming up in 2024. If you have a topic you'd love for me to talk about, go ahead and send me a DM on Instagram. I think that's really it. I'm so grateful you're here. I'm so excited to be back in creating new episodes for you. I think we are going to have a lot of fun in the rest of 2024. Also, like, how is it almost already quarter two? I don't know. This year has gone by so fast. It's like January felt like it was an eternity, and now the rest of it has just been a blur. I don't know how that happens, but it does every year. Anyways, okay, I am going to, I don't know, I want to say hang up, but this is not a phone conversation. I'm going to stop the recording. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have a wonderful day, and I will see you, or I will be back here with the next episode next week. Thank you for listening to the Product Powerhouse podcast. It means so much to me that you take the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. It's my favorite thing to create, and I am so grateful that you've taken the time to listen. If you enjoyed this podcast or you have listened to other episodes and enjoyed those, it would mean the world to me if you could take a minute out of your day to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. This helps me get the show out to more people just like you who are out there trying to grow their own product-based business.